what we need in our day and generation, in the Church of Jesus Christ, and in our land as a whole, is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need God to move in mighty power and to pour out the Holy Ghost upon His Church. We have to confess that our service for God has been barren and dry, and barren it shall remain until we are blessed with fire from on high and sound of abundance of rain. One writer who wrote about the 1859 revival in Ulster described it as being God's river in spate. And this is a river that I used to fish every Saturday morning for a couple of years almost, weather permitting, during the season. This big pool behind me here, full of brown trout, wild brown trout. I used to stand at the far end, just to the right hand side of the waterfall behind me. Lost a lot of tackle, a lot of floats, a lot of spinners in the trees. It's grown up a lot over the years. It's almost unrecognisable either side of me. Used to be a lot more sky visible, but the waterfall remains the same. And sometimes after a large fall of rain, the waterfall would have been really cascading down the side. And I think it's a really beautiful place. But whenever God moves in revival blessing, it's described in the scriptures as being an outpouring of the Spirit of God. We have an example of it in Acts chapter 10 and verse number 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. The Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word. In John 7, the Lord Jesus Christ said, he that believeth in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe in him should receive. And so whenever God moves in revival blessing, in revival power, it's like a waterfall. It's God rending the heavens and coming down. God pouring out his Spirit in revival blessing. And in the book of Isaiah chapter 44 and verse number 3, God says, I will pour water on him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. And during the Lewis Awakening, way back there in 1949 through to 1952-1953, whenever God was moving in great power in the Hebridean Islands, in the Isle of Lewis especially, God poured out His Spirit. And there was one particular parish called Arnold. And people in that district were hard, they were aloof to the revival. And so a group of godly men got together to pray in a granite house. And as they were praying, one of the young men stood up and he said, Lord, your honour is at stake. He says, you have promised to pour water in him that is thirsty and floods in the dry ground. And Lord, it's not happening. And then he says, Lord, I don't know how other men stand. I don't know how the elders stand. I don't know how the ministers stand in your presence. But I stand as one who is hungry and thirsty. And you have promised to pour water in him that is thirsty and floods in the dry ground. And Lord, you're not doing it. And then he paused. And then he says, Lord, I now challenge you to fulfill your covenant engagements and do that which you have promised to do. And in a moment of time, that young man fell to his knees. And those who were gathered in the house said that the house itself shook like a leaf. Plates on the sideboard shook as the divine presence filled that house, filled that home. One of the men turned to the Reverend Duncan Campbell and says, Mr. Campbell, an earth tremor. But his thoughts were taken to the book of Acts chapter 4, whenever the place where they assembled and were praying together shook as God poured out His Spirit. I wonder, do we believe in a God that does that? If you're a Christian and you know the need of your own heart and you see very clearly the need in the church and very unmistakably the need for a move of the Spirit of God in our land, will you pray for an outpouring of the Spirit of God? that the river of God might burst its banks, so to speak, and that God's river might be in spate, and we might enjoy times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Pray to that end. God promises to pour out His Spirit whenever there's a people that are hungry and thirsty.